KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
You cannot candy coat it. It's absolutely massive.
That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott describes damage caused by flash flooding in central Texas.
These river basins all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico are going to be facing challenging consequences as a result of this ongoing rain.
At least one person has died and a dozen others staying together at a vacation home are missing. In the meantime, AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports a tornado has killed more than a dozen people in a border town in northern Mexico.
Just devastated. It's an area of about seven blocks there in Ciudad Acuña. It just tossed cars up against the facades of houses, twisted cars around the front of houses.
Authorities say three children have been hurt after a waterspout made landfall on a Fort Lauderdale beach and sent one of those inflatable bounce houses flying into the air across a parking lot and over four lanes of traffic.
When it did pick up the bounce house, there were three juveniles inside. They were immediately dropped out of the bounce house onto the sand.
Today is Memorial Day, a day to remember those Americans in uniform who made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom that we enjoy.
In a Memorial Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, the president recalled meeting the mother of one of the last American soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Obama says she told him,
"I have no anger, no bitterness, even for the person who did this. I feel sorry for them, and I ask God to change their hearts."
An Army chaplain prayed that God would give America's fallen heroes the full and eternal peace that eluded them in this world. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Hoax telephone threats against four international flights caused a scare at airports in New York and New Jersey. This is AP Radio News. The defending women's champ is among those who have advanced in early play at the French Open in Paris.
Maria Sharapova, who once described her play on clay as like a cow on ice, has won two of the last three Roland Garros titles. And she started impressively here, a 6-2, 6-4 win over the dangerous Estonian Kaia Kanepi. The biggest upset so far has seen Poland's Agnieszka Radwanska lose in three sets to German Anna Kabek. Well, in the men's draw, 11th seed Feliciano Lopez has crashed out, but 4th seed Thomas Burdick is safely through to the second round. Matt Brown, Paris.
The Chicago Bears have released defensive end Ray McDonald following his domestic violence arrest this morning in Santa Clara, California. Police say the incident involved McDonald assaulting a woman who was holding a baby. Two of B.B. King's heirs are accusing his two closest aides of poisoning the blues legend. Las Vegas police are investigating. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.